Okay, so discussing, there was a major change in how people davened. You see, we say our Shmoneh Esrei silently. The times of the Beis HaMikdash, that was not the case, or this was, there wasn't really Beis HaMikdash at that time. At that time, we had the Beis of Shiloh, Kana, Esh, and Elkanah, did not have any children for a bunch of years. She goes to daven, and Eli Kohen Gadol comes out and starts yelling that she's drunk because she was davening quietly and sincerely. What's interesting is that Hannah was right. It's brought down that Hashem really appreciated that tefillah. So what is it about a silent tefillah, a tefillah to ourselves, that, because the Hava Amina would be that a person who is davening out loud is Kishmak, is Gashmias, it's like it's Baruchnias, we're all together screaming. And there's a few answers. Answer number one, given by Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Jaworski, is that nobody, when we get emotional, we have stuff on our mind, there are things we don't advertise. And but Hashem knows everything. And when we're davening to Hashem, it's our personal conversation with Hashem. Yes, there's also a concept of minyan, everyone davening together. But right now we're talking about individuals' tefillah. For the individual to connect to a person, when we're talking to another individual, we're not screaming our heads off, we're talking. If I would be standing right next to a person and I would be screaming my head off, it would be seen as strange, even more so Hashem. There's also, and so Avicii comments on this, that there's something that's very special, and that was the fact that Hannah went and turned to Hashem. She was having a difficult situation, probably was not easy. And she also had husband's other wife, Tamima, mocking her. This could have led, and I'm sorry for being graphic, this could have led to a very bad place. And instead, she turned to Hashem. She had bitachon in Hashem. And she davened to Hashem. We are all right now going through a very tough tekufa. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael? I'm sure each and every one of us knows someone or knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. And we need to get sincere. We need to make that connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam and to be sincere. And our sincerity will strengthen our connection. We shouldn't just rattle off the words. We should take our time on the words. We should make our davening personal. We should connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tell him how we feel. Tell him what's on our mind. That's what we learn from Chana. We really learn how to conduct ourselves in tefillah. That's what we learn. Have a great day. Have a good Shabbos.